Kramer.
Secretary Rusk is asking for the president.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, he's on here.
Thank you.
I thought it went well, Mr. President. As a purely technical matter, I think you might want to try varying the pace in the speed at which you answer particular questions, just to give it a little more.
A little boring to be slow.
A little more variety on, yeah, in pace. That now on the point about De Gaulle, I've dictated to Bill Moyers and Bob Manning, who are over in Pierre Salinger's shop, a suggested clarification, because I think we put the emphasis on what De Gaulle's proposals were taken to mean in Southeast Asia. And that's the thing that's caused all the anxiety. Because, you see, he hasn't made any specific proposals. All he's talked about in very vague terms is neutralization of Southeast Asia. And this is taken to mean in South Vietnam some device for neutralizing South Vietnam alone and turning it over to the other side. So I think we shift the burden to the absence of any specific proposals from De Gaulle. And to make it quite clear that what you're concerned about is the effect of this talk in South Vietnam.
Well, I think that's good. I had the impression from our comments, both to the senators and to the thing here today, your comments, that if they neutralized all of it, that'd be fine.
Oh, that's
but that, that, so therefore, I concluded that his proposal was not to neutralize all of it.
Oh, I see. Well, now, he's talked in very vaguely about the neutralization of Southeast Asia. But in probing that point with the Russians, it's been very clear that the communist side is not about to neutralize North Vietnam. But I'm afraid that was what you said about neutralization of all of Southeast Asia, that was fine. But I think that that the interpretation of what De Gaulle had said, we'll have to...
Well, I think what we'll have to say, if we can, is that if you neutralize Southeast Asia, that's well and good, but it's very obvious that there's no possibility of neutralizing South Vietnam.
Right, and that there's no willingness on the other side to neutralize North Vietnam.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm sorry that Scotty had to find one thing wrong with it. I thought we could get by without any.
they will bring that that little suggested quote over to you to let you look at
fine.
It. Thank you, Mr. President.